Welcome back to Travel Talk. My name is Sarah, and in today's episode, I will be giving tips on how to go about traveling to the beautiful Boundary Waters. I will tell you the necessities that you will need to bring to be fully prepared for this outdoor journey. First of all, ask yourself or your friends, can you handle it? Now, this might seem like a silly or random question, but trust me, from my experience, you want to make sure your friends can handle the outdoors. I had one friend complaining the whole weekend about the bugs biting her and having to bathe in the lake, and it made the trip frustrating and not as fun. Now that you have your official group of friends or family members, there are a number of steps to take in order to make your adventure go smoothly. The following tips are supported from the Boots and All Travel Guide website. You can visit them for more information at adventures.bootsandall.com. The most important task to get done is getting your permit. You won't be able to go without one. So get it out of the way first, and then start planning the rest of the trip. Here's the procedure. First, get a Boundary Waters canoe area map, and figure out where you want to go, and pick an entry point. Second, apply for a permit by visiting recreation.gov, and click the link Permits, and pay the fee of $12 for the permit, and $10 for each person in your party, a maximum of 9 people to a party. And third, drive to Ely or Grand Marais, Minnesota, the two main entry points to the Boundary Waters, and pick up your permit. But wait! Silly me, you can't go without all your camping gear. Now, you might have gone camping before, but Mom and Dad's backyard when you were a kid doesn't really count. But at least you now maybe know how to pitch a tent. Well, the Boundary Waters is a little different than your backyard or the KOA campground. The Boundary Waters doesn't have electricity outlets, bathrooms, and showers. It's the outdoors. So if you're up for a fun-filled weekend with your friends, this is a great place to go for that. Now, here's a partial list of important items to bring. These are the survival items. Number 1, good rain gear. Number 2, an extra paddle. Number 3, good tent and sleeping bag with mat. 4, compass and good map. Fisher maps and Mackenzie maps are the best. Number 5, tarp and ropes. 6, Sven saw and camp axe. 7, water filter. And 8, good waterproof hiking boots. Besides these items, you definitely will need more things. But that depends on if you're fishing or not, and what kind of food you want to bring. So bring your fishing gear if you want. If you're planning to hike a lot, look into buying dehydrated and freeze-dried food. Also bring some pots and pans, camping plates, and silverware. If you don't have any of these supplies, Gander Mountain or Shields are great stores to find them at. Now you may also want to research the lake you pick. Find out where there are some fun locations and where good fishing areas are located. I personally go up to Gunflint Lake every year. They have two beautiful waterfalls to visit, Magnetic Falls and Bridal Falls. My family always goes to Magnetic Falls, or as we call it, Blueberry Falls. There are hundreds of blueberries to pick and eat, and there's a small cliff to have fun jumping off of. Bridal Falls has a nice hiking trail to get to it. It's very beautiful, so it's a great photo opportunity. Also, bring some shampoo and a swimsuit if you're adventurous. It's safe enough to walk under and get wet. Jumping off cliffs, showering in waterfalls, fishing and hiking all sound like a lot of fun. But one important thing I can't forget to tell you is you need to be able to get to these places on the lake. So, you need a canoe or a boat. If you don't own one yourself, there are a number of places you can rent them for, such as lodges or outfitters. If you really want to go on this trip and experience the northern woods, but aren't good at organizing trips, then I'd advise you to go through an outfitter. They offer quality equipment including Kevlar canoes and granite gear packs, and guided or unguided canoe trips. Check out this website, which gives a huge list of all the different outfitters to choose from, canoecountry.com/outfit. So hopefully, all these tips give you a better understanding of how to get ready for your Boundary Waters adventures. But if all this sounds too much for you, there are always a number of lodges and resorts to research instead. Well, have fun, and watch out for bears! Haha, just kidding. Thanks again for tuning in to Travel Talk.